Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized, the podcast that focuses on helping you create space to attract more money, love, and happiness in your life. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. I hope you are having a great week. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please leave a review so I can continue bringing you episodes each week. This episode, I'm going to be sharing some strategies on how to give yourself a mid-year boost to jumpstart your project, whether it's in your home, your office, and your life, but specifically on how to overcome procrastination and perfectionism. I will also be sharing my product, app, repurpose, and book suggestion for this week. And my question for you this week is, have you ever felt you needed to do a redo or a start over, whether it's a project, something going on in your life? Please share. And of course, I am having another webinar. It's called Mastering Your Time to Get More Done on June 15th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'll be giving you more details shortly. But did you know, according to recent psychological experience, 80% of New Year's resolutions fail. Not only do they fail within the first month, which is why I wanted to kind of give you a jump start or give yourself a redo. So for those of you who may be listening for the very first time, in 1994, I took my natural ability and started Totally Organized LLC. I have been a government contractor. My celebrity clients include Les Brown and Deanne Williams. For three consecutive years, my company, Totally Organized, was recognized as one of the top minority firms by the Philadelphia Business Journal. Most recently, I have been a corporate trainer conducting webinars for Fortune 500 companies. And in 2021, I conducted over 100 webinars, with some surpassing 500 attendees. In April of 2018, I appeared on The Rachel Ray Show, where I was crowned the Clutter-Free Queen by none other than Peter Walsh. And I also appeared on HGTV's Mission Organization, and I have been a featured speaker for IKEA as well as the Philadelphia Home Show. But most of you know me as the host and producer of this weekly podcast, Got Clutter, Get Organized. And thanks to all of you, in 2021, the podcast was ranked number one in the top 100 indie home and garden charts, and ranked number one in the top home and garden chart. And of course, I also serve on the advisory board of Pierce College's business division. So, with all of that, let's talk about getting a jump start, redoing, or a fresh new start on whatever project or area that you wanted to organize in the beginning of the year, and life happened, and now you're looking at things and thinking, I need to really get started on this. So let's talk about procrastination. Procrastination happens, and a lot of you may have already heard me say this, it happens when you either open the door to a closet, you open the drawer, you either, you know, open the door to the garage and you see all the stuff and you start thinking about all the details needed to get the project done. So, in order to conquer it, I'm going to give you some strategies so that the next time you feel that way, you will have these strategies in place and you will be able to move forward with your project, whether it is organizing an area in your home, whether it's even, you know, organizing your office, or even looking at your life at some of the things you want to do. So the first thing you want to do is you want to break your project down into smaller tasks. So whatever that project is, let's say it's the garage. So you write down you want to organize the garage, and maybe you want to make sure, specifically if you're in a climate or a where it's seasonal. So for me, I'm on the East Coast. So maybe you want to get it organized by at least the end of October. So that's your deadline date, because you want to be prepared so that when winter comes, snow and all that cold and sleet and ice and all that stuff comes, your car will be in the garage. So you give yourself a deadline date. The next thing, that's for the major project. I want my garage organized by. Then the next thing you do is you list all the little things you need to do. You need to, you want to maybe create some storage for seasonal things. You want to, of course, have your gardening and things like that, lawn care stuff. And, of course, you've got your tools and everything. So those are things that you want to organize. So you already know when you need to organize things. So the first thing you can do is, you know what, I'm going to have like maybe a couple of hours and I'm just going to go in this garage and take out everything I know is trash and I know needs to be recycled and just gather that up so it can be moved out. That can be one session. Then the next session could be, you know what, we have a lot of things in this garage that we are no longer using, but it's still usable, still good. You want to donate it, you want to give it to somebody. Then you move all of that stuff out. Then what you have left is you have left everything that you want to keep, you want to organize, and that way you can be a little bit more strategic because now you know how much stuff you have. You didn't go out and buy a whole bunch of stuff. You know, purge before you purchase. You know my motto, purge before you purchase. So now you know exactly what you have left and how you want to organize things. But, you know, break your project into smaller tasks. Give each task a deadline. So we're going to have a garage, you know, all the junk and all the trash and all the recycling out by next week. And then we're going to go in and we're going to make sure all the stuff is donated by the end of the month. Do something like that. Make sure you schedule it in your calendar and have somebody hold you accountable. It could be a family member, it could be a friend, but sometimes you need somebody to hold you accountable. So that's how you can overcome the procrastination, but also work through your project. So that's procrastination. The next thing is the perfectionism, because we see things on social media, on TV and magazines, and we go in the store, we see all the beautiful things, and we feel we can't move forward, which is procrastination, but we can't move forward because we want things to look so beautiful. But again, if procrastination is preventing you from moving forward, the first thing, of course, again, you get rid of what you don't need. Then you have things left. But then in that time period, the interim, because maybe you are working within a budget. And once you get rid of stuff you don't need, you realize you have a lot of containers, you have a lot of hangers. Use what you have and slowly transition. Don't feel like it's got to be perfect, because the key to organization is finding things the first time you look, not making sure everything looks cute, neat, and beautiful. It's finding things the first time you look. So always remember that when it comes to organizing, but also overcoming that perfectionism. But give yourself a deadline. Have somebody, and this is really in regards to other types of projects when you feel perfect, because sometimes perfect could just, you've done it and it could be perfect, but because in your mind you think, there's something else I need to do. Sometimes, depending on the type of project, you may have to have somebody review it, specifically if you're talking about reports and papers and blogs and things like that. Have a final review and finalize and cross it off your list. Because even I can continue to read over and over and over something. And every time I read it over, I find something wrong and I need to fix it. And sometimes you just have to move things forward. So think about that as you look at all the different projects and things you wanted to do at the beginning of the year. And now we're in June and you're thinking, I haven't started anything. So look and see, are you dealing with procrastination? Are you dealing with perfectionism? Of course. So, you know, kind of look at those things. But now I kind of wanted to transition just into Taylor's tip time in regards to really moving forward, but also looking at some things you want to do maybe in organizing your life. But make sure you make a list of what you want to organize. Now, maybe there were things in the priority list at the beginning, but right now that's not a priority. So look at that. Each week, focus on something. Each week, if you spend an hour each week, that's 52 hours within a year. If you spend 30 minutes a day, that means within a specific time, that is like 5 weeks of spending time on a project. If you spend 30 minutes a day over several weeks. Each week, again, select an item or area you want to focus on. Schedule the time in your calendar. That is so key. So key. Because once you schedule it, it's like an appointment. And therefore, you block that time out and you can focus on that and make sure you have all your needed supplies. That's important as well. And then, of course, just do it. So again, make a list of what you want to organize. Each week, select on an item or area of focus. Schedule the time for it. Make sure you have your needed supplies, because there's nothing like starting a project and you don't have it. Like, you need trash bags, you need markers, you need labels, things like that. And number 5, just do it. Just do it. So, of course, after all this, you may have been working on getting organized and you still feel a little overwhelmed. Are you challenged by managing your time between work, home, and life? Do you want to organize your life? Then let's talk so I can help you. I work with clients to guide them from start to finish by providing them with details needed to clear the clutter and get organized without feeling overwhelmed and stressed. I always tell clients, breathe, breathe. Go to my contact page, schedule a free 15-minute session, and, you know, take those steps necessary to create the life you want and start by doing something today. Click the link in the show page. And for those of you who are really want to master your time management, I am doing a webinar on Wednesday, June 15th, 2022 at 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to be talking about how to conquer time wasters, understanding how not to overcommit, how to conquer procrastination, so much more. And of course, click the link in the show page for complete details and to register. Space is limited to allow me to interact with you. Because I heard a wonderful quote the other day. I was listening to an interview. And it was that, get comfortable with a no, with saying no, because your yes is expensive. And we need to understand it in regards to time, because when you really begin to prioritize what it is that's important to you, like some people it's important right now because they got small children. Some people because the kids are, you know, in so many sports, they're doing all of that. Some people because they've decided to further their education or focus on their health. So whatever it is that your priority. And I think a lot of times we, you know, don't put ourselves at the top of the list. Even in the work environment, even during the work day, I am still surprised at so many people who do not take lunch or breaks because they just want to work through. And that is really dangerous because, one, it can lead to stress, it can lead to burnout, and you're not giving your body the fuel it needs to move forward for the rest of the day. But also, sometimes you need a mental break. So, again, mastering your time to get things done, please click the link in the show page. Of course, I want to thank you for following me on social media, for your likes, your retweets, for your sharing. Please continue to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Of course, I'm Janet the Organizer, and Pinterest. And of course, I've got Home, Paper Time, Life Organizing Boards. And please, you know, don't forget to check out my YouTube channel. And for those of you who don't know, I did a series of interviews with the creator of the My Body Passport. And we talked about the importance of really organizing our health information. The first one was about how it's important for us to, you know, our parents to have their information organized, you know, because some of our parents are still active, going, traveling. Some of us have moved into the caregiving role. Whatever your role is, how important it is to know what's exactly going on in their life. How it's important for us to make sure we have our stuff organized. One of the things during the interview I shared is that, you know, several times you know, I've gone away with friends and all of a sudden somebody's gotten sick. It hasn't been anything major, but somebody has either had, you know, hurt their ankle, we've had nosebleeds, we had other little things going on. And sometimes just with your travel buddies, you need to know, like, are you on any medications? Have you had any major surgeries? Are you allergic to something? And it's those things like that. And then, of course, the next generation, how important it is for them to know their health history and medical information, have it organized, but also know what's going on with their parents. Because one of the things I share in that interview is that, you know, my parents, both mother and father, both have had high blood pressure, hypertension, all that stuff. And so it made me be more proactive and my choices so that I would not have to be on medication like the two of them. And of course, then she goes a deep dive into the actual My Body Passport and how it could benefit for you. So check those interviews out on my YouTube page. And of course, if you are thinking of getting your life organized, don't get overwhelmed. Join my Facebook group, Living Life Totally Organized. And it is a community of women supporting each other on their journey to live a life that is totally organized. It's free. Join today. We have weekly challenges. People come on and they share their projects. And it's so wonderful for to see other people just kind of give them some virtual hand claps, pats on the back, congratulate them. So it's a wonderful community of all women. And you know what time it is? I'm going to give you a few minutes maybe to, you know, get your little dance going on. But it's Toss It Tuesday time. And this Toss It Tuesday, I'm just going to encourage you to toss one item that you're no longer using. Now, you could toss it or you could donate it. And I would love for you to go hashtag Toss It Tuesday. Let me see. You know. But again, one item. Just one little thing. So, my app suggestion for this week, which has been for, you know, I've already shared this as a suggestion several weeks ago, but it's Calm. Because I feel right now we are moving into the second half of a year. So, just, you know, in the morning, at the end of the day, just kind of calm yourself. Because a lot of times when you calm yourself, you'll get clarification and clarity on what you need to prioritize and work on. Of course, in my Amazon shop, check out the My Body Passport section. It's got its own little section because there are several different books and passports for each generation, from the millennials to the boomers to the Gen Zs. So make sure you check that out. And of course, repurpose. Just making sure you repurpose things. Like, you know, you can repurpose something like a baking rack, put it in your drawer, and so you can kind of stack items a little bit better and they can be more organized. Simple things like that. Well, my book suggestion for you this week is a book that I've read and several times. It's The Art of Possibility: Transforming Professional and Personal Life. And this is a really good book because it really gives you insight on the things you're doing in life. Because a lot of times we just move forward with everything that comes at us, specifically at work. You know, we just kind of keep moving forward with those tasks and to-dos, and even in life. And sometimes we need to think outside the box, and we need to really think a little bit bigger of the arts of possibilities for our lives and just how we can impact the world. So check that out. And of course, my quote for you this week is, don't just talk about it, just do it. Again, don't just talk about it, just do it. Well, I want to thank you for listening, and be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and on social media. Be sure to register for my webinar. And again, let me know you enjoy listening to this podcast by leaving a review. And be sure to visit the website at www.janetandtaylor.com. Until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day, but most of all, have an organized week. Organization is the quintessential element of a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to your organizing dilemmas. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized.